Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on today's platform, the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We have a fantastic guest, a very talented DB, a big-size physical DB from the University of Texas at San Antonio. It's none other than Devron Davis. Devron, we appreciate you sharing some time with us. A few games left in your outstanding collegiate career. I mean, did it go by in a blink of an eye for you? Devron? I see him here. Devron, can you hear us? Well, we got some technical difficulties with Devron, but if you don't know about him, fantastic kid, and he's on that watch list of All-Star games that we're going to, you know, the invites are going to be going out shortly, and it's a critical time for these guys to kind of really get noticed. Devron, can you hear us now?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
Hello. Good.
Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, sir. I can hear you clearly.
Awesome.
I was just talking about your question. Me and Marcus Davenport was in the weight room today lifting, and we was thinking about all the memories we created over these last 2 years playing together, and just about how fast things go by and how fast time goes. It's truly a special honor to be in college with these guys here. Being a California kid coming to Texas, I learned so many different things from different people. So it's truly a blessing.
Definitely. And I'm curious, you talked about just being in the gym today. Share with the listeners some of your favorite things. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of what you are as a player, talk a little bit about how much the university means to you, how much just campus life, and I guess any kids out there, are thinking about, joining UTSA, why should they go there?
It's just a great family environment. I just like being here in this situation, the culture. It's a young program. And just trying to leave a legacy. These last three games is very important to me, not only Marcus, and every other person on our team. And it's just the bond that I build with some of these guys and most of these guys on my team. And the coaching staff is very nice. Obviously, you got Coach Frank Wilson and Coach Golden. Those guys always help motivate the team and just be encouraging. And obviously they give us tough love also, and that's very good in football. And you need that. So it's great here at UTSA. I would recommend it to any kid, any young kid aspiring to go to the next level. They definitely get you ready, prepare you, and just develop you into the player that you want to be ultimately.
Excellent. And I'm curious, you said you're a Stockton, California native. You arrive in Texas, San Antonio. Well, what were some of the biggest adjustments? You talked about learning some new things. What were some of the things? You're probably used to them now, but when you first arrived, what was that culture shock?
Oh, man, it's a totally different culture shock coming from the South to the South and stuff like that. Different terminologies for everything. Everybody talks differently, interacts differently, and things like that. So, even football is different, Cali is a little bit more finesse. Texas is more, physical, rugged. So, you got a lot of different things that you can say. Even food, too. Food is very different, too, as well.
Awesome. Once again, the University of Texas at San Antonio, standout defensive back Devron Davis here on the C2P as we bring you up to speed on what this young man brings to the next level, as he has three games remaining with his current team, and a lot to be excited about for him as well. Like I said, a lot you're going to be hearing this name, Devron Davis, as we move forward. Devron, when you look at your collegiate career, and obviously you're on the right path, but going back to the days when you start, you first started to kind of, put the helmet and the pads on, how did you kind of find yourself, heading towards that defensive back role? I'm sure you played multiple positions growing up, but, you know, when did you kind of really sink yourself into this position on the defensive side?
It was interesting. You know, growing up, I was a running back, a receiver, I played safety. I never played corner until I got to junior college. You know, I started playing corner, and, you know, I used to watch my cousin, Steven Nelson, who was a corner from Warner Robins, Georgia, also went JUCO route just like me and ended up going to Oregon State. And he kind of showed me the ropes a little bit, and, you know, I naturally kind of had ball skills and stuff like that. But it was just a big transition, but not too much on the athletic part, just the mental part. Learning cover two, learning man techniques and things like that. That was very – the learning curve for me was kind of hard with that part, just not – never playing a position. But once I got it, it was like second nature.
And I'm curious, how do you kind of get bypassed coming out of high school? I mean, with your size and your ability alone, you know, I mean, how do you – I mean, was it grades? Was it off-field things? I mean, maybe your high school was bad. Did you have a growth spurt? I mean, I know, you know, I think Cortez Allen, you know, in high school, I think he was like 5'8", and then he ended up being like a 6'2 corner for the safety. I mean, kind of bring us along, you know, how you kind of got bypassed, because obviously, I mean, you are on that NFL radar.
I think I did grow a little bit. When I was in high school, I was like maybe 5'10", maybe 185 pounds. And then eventually I got to JUCO. I got up to like 5'11 and a half, and I was like 205 pounds, lean and stuff like that. That kind of helped me. And being a running back, I was always having to be physical, run people over or run around them or whatever the case may be. So that kind of brought my physical nature with me. And those kind of things, just attributes kind of helped me grow as a player, really. Just, and also playing receiver, ball skills tremendously helped me. When I was playing receiver, that also helped me become a better corner. So those things, and obviously you got to have quick feet, playing receiver and stuff like that. So those transitions kind of just helped me become a better overall player.
Nice. So you knock it out of the ballpark, Devron, at the JUCO level. You arrive with the Roadrunners and you start to establish yourself. And then you start getting notice from, you know, the people at the next level, the scouts from the NFL teams, and they're starting to pay notice of you. What's it like? I mean, how do you balance, you know, schoolwork, you know, being focused on Roadrunners football and knowing that there's a great opportunity at the end of this collegiate journey?
You know, the NFL, I really haven't looked into it too much. I want to help my team win football games. For the guys that probably won't play at the next level, or I probably won't, I just want to help my team win football games and create a legacy that we can later on look back on and be like, man, we did this and we were started that. So it's more so just keeping what's in front of you and focusing on one game at a time and being that positive role model for guys that, you know, maybe don't play or anything like that. Just being the best teammate I can be in all aspects of football. That's what I truly embrace myself and hold myself accountable for.
Nicely said, Devron. Nicely said by Devron Davis, a standout DB, talking a little bit about what he brings to the table and what this means to him, just being a part of this Roadrunners team in the final three games for these guys. Excited, two games at home, and then their final one at Louisiana Tech. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you guys know it's always free and available at Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in Devron Davis. It'll pop up for you, and you can do the same thing at iTunes. Log on, find your iTunes, hit Devron Davis, and this is going to pop up. And then we'll be featuring his bio page at collegeofpro.com. We'll be bringing more of that football aspect to it, what he brings, his highlights. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as we move forward. I ask every guy that comes on the show these questions. I mean, if we're in the film room with your coaches or some scouts, I mean, what do you bring to that defensive back position, Devron? What they're just going to, you know, they're going to look at you and say, man, you do these things pretty damn good.
I think I bring an attitude of confidence, a playmaker that's going to go out and make plays for a team. And this, the island guy, he's going to leave me out here zero. In this defense, we play a lot of zero, play a lot of one. I'm just used to being out there by myself and me, Imano, Imano, your God versus mine, versus me. And my coach has stressed me to be out there on the best guy. Last week we just played FIU, who has Thomas Owens, and they just let me go at him. And it was a good game, and it was a good competition. But I just pride myself on taking the best guy out the game. And if I can do that, ultimately we can win games. So I just feel like the confidence, feet, and all those things, qualities, ball skills, really helped me be a good corner.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, a big film junkie, do you rely on that a lot to study your opponents?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to. Especially at the next level, IQ is a big thing. You know, athletically, everybody is around kind of the same. You really separate yourself in the film room, early splits, learning things like that, tendencies, and all those kind of things contribute to making plays. So you got to do the little things to make you better
ground
on the field, the things that people don't
see. And I segue that question to ask you this. Take us into a week of film study for you. Game day rolls around, and the play starts to kind of unfold before your very eyes, and maybe you direct a teammate to make a play, or you make a play to yourself. I mean, does anything come off the top of your head?
Oh, definitely. Formations dictate plays. I think last week I watched a specific play. It was about to be halftime. It was like 2 minutes left. It went five wide, and then they motioned the running back in. And I seen this play on film, and they do this every game at halftime. They motion the running back in, and they throw X screen. And I seen it. And I was like, okay, here we go. It's the same play I've seen 30 times for the last three games. And good enough, I trust my ability, came down, crashed it, passed for loss. So those kind of things always help. And film study is a big thing. I mean, it's a job, and you got to take it serious. So.
I love it. That's one of my favorite questions I could ask you guys because – you know, it just takes us inside your mind a little bit. And, you know, everyone watching the game, they're watching you make a play, but they're just thinking, all right, Devron just, you know, made a tackle. But, you know, they don't realize how much work went into just making that one big play, helping the, you know, defense get off the field, put the offense back on the field. Once again, Devron Davis, standout DB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little college football and NFL draft. It's like what we do here at the C2P. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, do your family and friends, or your teammate, I mean, they kind of joke with you. You know, you guys are just at your apartment or wherever you're, and you're just like, hey, man, we know we're watching that next level. These are some of the guys that you remind us of?
Oh, man, I done got so many games. Coach Wilson, it's kind of funny. He compared me to Vernon Hargraves a lot. He said I remind him a lot of Vernon Hargraves. And my friends always say I remind them of Marshawn Lattimore, but
nice.
I think I'm more like a Rondé Barber, in my opinion. But really, I just try to be Devron ultimately, and you know, it's a real guy that I look up to. Obviously, Patrick Peterson is one of my favorite corners, and is going to be a guy I'm going to be going to work out with in Arizona. Me and him actually start building a really close relationship. Because Rod Hood actually played with Lavelle Hawkins, who's also from Tuck, and who Rod became like a family friend, and Rod also is going to mentor me in Arizona as well. So that'll be interesting.
Excellent. And, you know, we had Patrick on the show plenty when he was a rookie. And even though he declared as a junior and came out, the people he was with at the time that represented him, they actually went down to Mobile, Alabama. And Patrick kind of had some private workouts and did some things for teams while he was down there. It's kind of a genius move. That way his combine time would be a little bit less hectic because he would, you know, have some meet and greet. But you have to ask him this. When they were down in Mobile, Alabama, ask him about the haunted hotel room that they stayed at. All right, remember to ask him that. They actually checked out. They checked out of the room. That's how freaky you got. So.
actually talks right now. He sent me some film of him pressing Sammy Watkins and stuff. And Patrick, a loving guy, very cool person. So, you know, he's down to earth. So it's always good.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Definitely a good kid. Hey, man, before we let you go, we always like to shoot some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Damn, sir.
All right. Now, the first question we have for you is female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
It'd have to be Beyonce.
Well, okay. Well, Devon, her name comes up quite frequently, so you're good company there. You'll be fighting a lot of guys for that one. How about Coach Frank Wilson? Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Wilson? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Oh man, we got one kid named DeMarco Gidrick on our team. He's hilarious. He does impersonations on Coach Wilson all the time, and his motto of the team has always been the team, the team, the team. And he actually did it in front of him a couple weeks ago and stuff like that and had him laughing and things like that. So,
yeah,
we got a guy that can
definitely do it. Nice, nice. How about, it could be you or a teammate, who has the funniest nickname in that Roadrunners locker room?
Oh, man. I think it's actually DeMarco. They call him Stink Bug because he, he's a team running back and he be trying to run so hard and every hit he makes he tries to stink on you. So that's what they call him. They call him Stink Bug and his locker is always filled with clothes and stuff like that. So.
Awesome stuff, man. Hey, I was so happy that we could connect. I can't wait to follow you through. I'm sure I'm going to see you at one of these bowl games. Because you're a hot name and you got a lot of talent moving forward, but you got 3 games left. So, man, stay focused. We like to always stay humble, stay hungry, be focused, and stay blessed, my man.
Oh, man, appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on the show, and God bless.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Devon Davis, the standout DB from UTSA, and a lot of hype around this young man. And, you know, we're talking East-West Shrine Game type. Senior Bowl type stuff. I mean, this kid is really legit and excited about him. Fantastic size. I mean, that's what the thing you're going to take away with him is the size. And, you know, that's the first thing that's going to get you in front of teams is having the ability. And those are, you know, the size and the ability is what he brings to the table. And, you know, just going back to the show quick before we wrap it up, I mean, you know, you just loved, I mean, how many times would you just kind of reference back to the team and just helping the team and being a guy that the team could look for? I mean, those are deep words from a kid that, you know, has talent, but, you know, he's really just focused on, you know, making sure these guys see the right thing to do. So once he's off doing bigger and better things, the generations behind him with the Roadrunners can kind of build off that. And like I said, that's one of the biggest things I took away from many positive things with today's guest, Devon Davis. If you want more of him, you guys know the drill. Type his name in Block Talk Radio, type his name in iTunes, or go to collegeofpro.com, look under 18 prospects, and you'll find his bio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.